این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. Audience: Participants in the Second International Congress, Friday, and Congregational Prayer Leaders from Iran and different countries of the world. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I should thank the gentlemen who have come from remote places to their country, which has been subject to oppression throughout history and suffered pains and martyrdom for this sacred purpose. I implore Allah Almighty to grant ever greater success to all for great Islamic ideals. In the gatherings of the respected Friday and congregational prayer leaders from different countries in Iran, the Muslims' predicaments and the solutions to be adopted have been sufficiently treated.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to shed light on some of the sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great leader and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. About the subject of self-conceit and selfishness, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Whenever one says I, be sure his I is evil." Well, you know that the internal feeling of pride is manifested in snobbish and arrogant words and actions. Just like what the great character of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, this feeling of pride is so much discernible in what we say as I. Another word for such pride is kibr. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, says kibr is the name of a psychic state in which a person feels a sense of superiority and behaves high-handedly with others. Its signs are discernible in his or her actions, and its symptoms are clearly noticed by others, by which they know that he or she is proud. You see that Ayatollah Khamenei, just like Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, condemns kibr and self-conceit too. Both of these great characters believe that pride reveals the lack of belief that God is the source and giver of all good.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. Salli ala.
The foundation of self-conceit and pride is the false assumption that the good we have is self-derived and deserved. Any blessing, talent, quality, and everything we might possess is actually a gift granted to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test us in how we use it. Understanding this brings humility and a sense of responsibility to human beings. This is how a true servant of God thinks. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in here is referring to the fact that if a servant forgets his or her true status, then pride would come, which is the source of evil.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.